No, he's got the bigger one. He got it for $50 because he bumped into somebody in his neighborhood who the ham died, and he had bought the thing. She didn't know what it was worth. He didn't know what it was worth. She asked him how much. He asked him how much she wanted for it. She said $50. It was still new in the box.
Well, you know, if it's new in the box, you might get as much as $75. But you know what? $50 is a reasonable price. To the seller, nobody got ripped off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's 2 meter 440, and it's got a 5 watt transmitter output.
Yep. Well, I have the programming cable for it. I have a programming file. If you would like my programming file, I could email it to you, and you can just load it up.
Oh, did I forget to mention that was in the box, the software and cable?
That's fine, but if you would like, where does the guy live?
They own.
Okay. Yeah, there's a couple of repeaters that I could probably help him with, but I have an interesting collection of things already programmed in to mine, so if he wants, I can email you the programming file, then he can add whatever he wants to it. But I've got an extensive file, to say the least.
Understood. I'll let him know when I see him in a little bit. So that's a possibility. And finally, I got to sit there and I got to study for the general. And I know what I got to do. I got to come up with, like most studying, I do better when I do with audio. I'm gonna have to see if I can get maybe Gordon's West CDs so I can listen to him in the truck, or rip him his MP3s and listen to him on the iPod to drill that stuff in my head.
Well, did you get your general or you get your extra?
General, I have Tech Plus. Now that I know the code is... That's funny, I got 5 words in the code, and now I understand it's not needed anymore. It's completely defunct.
Well, you know, Nancy took the technician at a time when the technician and general license written exams were the same, so she administratively became a general.
Yeah, we looked at that. No, I missed that. I don't have that, wrong time of the year, wrong time for that, so I didn't get that one, so I've got the Tech Plus, but I need to study for the general and get that one over with.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to have an intimate gathering of about 300 people tomorrow up at Camp Alpine. For Cub Outdoor Activity Day, or Cub Fun Day, depending on who you call it, what you call it. But anyway, we actually do a series of rotations. And, what do you call it? Basically, they do 25-minute rotations, 5 minutes to move, among all the different activities. And I think we're either doing 6 or possibly 7 activities, which would be fine. I've been wanting to push it out to 8 for a while, but you know, people say, well, you know, they've got soccer in the afternoon. I said, you know what? Once a month, ditch the sports. You know, just ditch it. I mean, my kid was the captain of his hockey team, and he had it on his schedule that he was captain of 2 different teams, and he basically, other than playoffs, he once a month, boom, he was gone, and that was by schedule. The coach knew it when the kid signed up, and it was always done very courteously. And in fact, the coach even would get the schedule jiggled so that he and some of the other guys could actually make it there, which I thought was pretty cool. Instead of having a Saturday evening game, they'd have a Sunday afternoon game that made it possible for everybody to play it. You know, basically swap schedule spots with other people. It worked out very well.
Exactly. All right, Gordon. I'm at the office. Let me get inside, get some work done. I'll probably fire you an email later once I hear from him if he'll keep the file, which I'll offer to him anyway, and I'll fire you an email. All right?
That would be lovely. I'll have to get that. I think the file is on the same machine as my email, so it wouldn't be too hard to mail it to you. Well, it's not hard anyway, but with webmail. But I'm not a big webmail kind of guy. Anyway, you take care and Godspeed, and enjoy and congratulate the boy on getting a decent radio at a reasonable price. KB2JLL, W2TTT.
W2TTT 73, KB2JLL is clear.
AB2VB.
Kinsali, morning Chris. AB2VB, W2TTT. Wow, wow, wow. One QSO after the other. It never stops.
Sorry I missed Pete. I've been catching him here and there. Just turn the radio to this frequency, actually. So, how'd you make out with the storm, by the way? Up here in West Milford, we lost power. At least my section of West Milford, we lost power Saturday about 4, and it came back on about 4 o'clock a.m. Monday. So, no big deal. Had the generator going and wood-burning stove, and we're just fine and dandy.
Well, that sounds great. Let's see, what were we doing? Well, we did not lose power. We had like 3 or 4 blips that didn't even reset a clock, which I thought was kind of cool. On Saturday, that was our Saturday regime. Night before last, about 11:20, we lost power for a couple hours. My guess is they waited till... Actually, it wasn't 11:20. It was 11:35. It was amazing. It was, like, set up so that you could watch, the evening news, and then, bang, you were going to lose power. It was pretty funny. And then it came back, and we lost it again for about 20 minutes yesterday morning, early. You know, so it came on overnight, and then, I want to say, 6-7 o'clock, we lost power for a short period of time. Dear me, this wake-up thing is highly overrated. Anyway, so we really didn't have any inconvenience in our household at all. My one generator was lent out. The other generator is giving me fuel tank problems, so I'm going to replace the fuel tank. I've got to get on the horn with Briggs & Stratton and start raising high holy hell about that. The tank is rusting, and I don't know why, because it's been in my garage. It was stable and stuff like that. It occurred to me that the design of the cap is allowing moisture to just be sucked in to the... to the fuel tank, and then once you have the water in there, you develop little pock marks on the bottom of the fuel tank, which is annoying, and that just kind of like then generates little rusty spots that jam up your fuel port.
Like super quiet. not a big deal, you know.
To compromise the integrity of the tank, unless there's a hard point, you know, some reinforcement point. Even the metal tank has extra reinforcement where the valve screws in. But the valve is just a piece of pop metal. It's just awful. Just awful. And I ended up cleaning it in time for Irene. It ran fine for about 5 days. And then the subsequent month, after Irene, I had issues with the loose stuff coming loose again in from the generator tank and clogging up the valve. And it's like, you know, it was ridiculous. So, plus there was actually corrosion of, you know, you know, its own nature in the valve assembly itself. It was, the valve assembly itself was corroding. It wasn't just debris from the tank. So it was like, oh, come on, this is ridiculous. So, you know, I'm tired of flushing tanks, and I got to get out of that business real quick. So the metal tank is going to be a history item one way or the other. Tell me about this little generator you have. Is it an EU-1000? Is that what it is, by any chance, that little Honda?
It's a 350. I don't know what the model number is, but it's a 350-watt. It's about the size of maybe a little bit bigger than, remember those metal lunch boxes we had as kids? A little bit bigger than that, and it has, you know, one outlet on it, one plug, and it runs on, it's a two-stroke engine, so you have to mix the gas with the oil. And it also has a 12-volt output, and that's it. But you start it, and it's super quiet. I can get the model number if you're interested. I don't know it off the top of my head, because, like I said, I'm not in possession of it, but I have it at my disposal whenever I need it, kind of thing, you know. But I know it's 350 watts. That's really all I know.
If you could do that, that would be excellent. That really would be excellent. You know, I just realized I need to get gas, so I'll pull into the gas station, continue chatting with you, and then we'll go into 7-Eleven and do that dance. Hold one second. Let me just give the man my card. Hold one second. I have switched to low power. Okay, good. That way I shouldn't lose the repeater. This radio does not like low voltage situations. I have to be thoughtful of that. So I'm busily filling up my tank with yet more gasoline. My. Anyway, so, yeah, if you could check that model number, that would be very cool. The EU-1000 is a very quiet one as well. It's a little bit bigger. And that's a four-stroke engine. You know, there's even at, what do you call it, these what are called 300 watt or so generators, these two-stroke generators with a 12-volt port, even Harbor Freight sells it under their Chicago Electric brand. They're made in China, but they're $100. I mean, good God. I mean, you know, you don't even care. If you just need portable power at a low level, boy, that's very attractive.
I don't get on Harbor Freight often enough. I'll have to take a look. But do you know how loud they are compared to, like, those Honda E-1000s?
I heard it actually at the Hamfest in the Barry Hamfest, and I was standing right over it. The two of us were having a conversation at normal level with the generator between our toes.
Okay, I may have to invest in one of them just for camping at like state parks and stuff like that. You know, for the occasional need for electricity, but you know, camping generally choose not to have electricity. But I mean, for $100. $500 at Walmart, you know, in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's too bad.
You get to the tool department.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. You can maybe fill in this one. Remember Noel's? He got that. He got one of those. How noisy was it? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, he had originally purchased a 3000. He ended up swapping it, kind of, for two 2000, sort of. Anyway, and he, partly because you can pick up the 2000 and the 3000 takes a small army.
No. In the middle of that, he bought one of those Chicago Electric things, the little two-stroke jobby.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he ended up doing with it, but it's, you know, it's a little screamer. And it, you know, it does what it does. It's not good regulation. It's not whatever. Where the EU series is remarkably good in a number of respects.
Do you know anything about an EU 2000, Jeff?
Oh, the 2000 is so nice. He just sits there and goes, and that's it.
Thank you. It's not totally quiet, but boy, is it, it is really nice. And if you can put it, you know, 50 feet away, it becomes a non-factor. That's, I know this, by the way, Chris, because I have borrowed Jim's EU 2000 on a number of occasions.
I borrowed a 3000 from somebody. But is the 2000 one that has the handle on it? You can put two of them together. You connect them together.
That's the one.
Actually, you can do it with pairs of all three or, you know, all of the ones in that series. But they say it needs to be a matched pair.
So you can take two 3000s and connect them together.
That's right.
Yes, you can.
I guess at a cost, though. I mean, one of those is like $2,500 or something, isn't it? Brand new?
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
Well, how much is the 2000, Jim?
Under a grand.
I think that's a good question. The real trick is, can it supply enough power to deal with the starting current requirements of the of your sump pump, your well pump, and or your refrigerator freezer? And how much of that can it do simultaneously is the real question.
It's not going to do all of those things. If you bonded two of them together, you might have a chance, but not one. Hang on, I got to go in for a minute. NS2K.
Chris, I have to do the same. I'll be right back. You going to be here for a few?
Yeah, just for just a few, maybe another 10 minutes or so. AB2BB.
Right back, W2TTT, beverage time.
NS2K mobile. Uh-oh, whoever that is, you're not making it into the machine.
Roger, I figured as much. I'm running out of strength here, so I'll be bringing the teleport and I sign ABQCB 700.
Okie dokie, while you have a safe trip, we'll talk to you soon. NS2K.
Good morning again, W2TTT.
Really? NS2K.
Ah, yes. So, is Mr. Chris still about?
I believe he went out of range. He was pretty marginal before, and he was even more marginal later.
Okay. Well, I'm just lollygagging my way home from the local 7-Eleven, having, you know, gone to the 7-Eleven via Ramsey.
A shortcut, yeah, good.
Yeah, exactly. I gotta find out what's going on. My engine is running rough. I think I need a significant tune-up here. I'm trying to think if I have time to get that done in my abundant spare time today. Engine sounds like crap. The Mile 7 crew, by the way, compared to last year, is greatly reduced. By three, by the way. One is Fred Buckner couldn't even sign up. KSFB. Joe Peters just indicated that he can't go due to a medical condition. And James got called into work. So that leaves me out of the four that we had on the Jersey team that came to help Mr. Johnny E. last year. We had a blast, so I'm looking forward to this, but boy, I'm just a little, you know, not annoyed, just a little disappointed because it was a really good team. In fact, until yesterday, you know, the interactions were very good in advance, making sure we had everything we needed.
Yeah, I saw Johnny the other night at the mile captain's meeting. But, yeah, unfortunately, of course, all the recruitment that Steve would normally do before, you know, he hasn't been able to do this year. You know, he just, you know, isn't up to that anymore.
Right. It's really up to the mile captains to get that done. And from what I've seen, they are.
Yeah, most are. There are a few that didn't do much at all. Anyway, yeah, it's, yeah, traditionally mile captains, but Steve has put a tremendous amount of effort into it over the years. In any case, yeah, he had tried to make sure the mile captains knew that they needed to do it this year, and most picked it up, but a few did not.
So you get a couple of mile captains pulling their hair out. They'll learn. They'll learn, or they'll be replaced, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. But, yeah, heading in, albeit slowly, with the various crews out, garbage crews and the like, picking up stuff. They certainly have their work cut out for them. In any case, yeah, I'm bringing in a few other odds and ends for the show over the weekend. I need to go in tomorrow morning to help set up some temporary repeaters in the building and do the basic setup in the communications trailer so it's ready to go Sunday morning at O-Dark 30, plus or minus, NS2K.
Yes, I know the drill. I'm actually doing something similar. I have been for a couple of days, stockpiling things for this Cub event tomorrow, which for me really starts this afternoon, just before dinner, when we get everybody's gear up there and start motivating. It really is kind of a shame that everything's last minute, but I have just short of 200 people pre-registered, which means we'll probably have 300 and could have even more. I ordered up the food provisions last night, and the way we set it up is that the burgers and the stuff that goes with it for the tinfoil cooking at lunchtime is actually going to be picked up on Saturday morning. Everything else is I'm going to pick up today at 4 o'clock and bring up on my way up there. So it's going to be interesting. I'm trying to see if I can wedge another visit up there in advance, but I don't think so. So I'm just going to have to just overload the vehicle and be done with it. Jeremy and I are going to be very, very busy as I'm picking him up about 1:30 or 2, 1:40 or 2, and I'm hoping by 3-ish, we're throwing things into the van left, right, and backwards, which is kind of the goal. Anyway, sir, let me roll. I got to get inside and see what gives with my bride. We got to get done now. We're actually doing some early Christmas shopping today before she's got to go to work, and then I'm going to do event shopping for this event. Start putting more stuff in the van. You know how that is.
It's hard to believe. So I guess you're not going to make it to Fairlawn tonight?
No. Are you going to see Zach?
I presume so, yeah.
I have not done this yet, but would you remind him that representation from the Beatty household will be in attendance. I think two people will be coming, possibly three, but I think James has to work. No, it'll be two. I think Nancy and Jeremy will be there in my absence.
Ah, very good. Oh, so James is working as opposed to marathon volunteering.
Yes, he got called into work, so he's... I haven't even told Johnny that yet, so it's like he's going to love hearing that because he liked having James where he had him last year, and he's not going to be a very happy camper when he finds out he doesn't have James.
Okay. Anywho, very good, so I will tell Zach that if he is there, and hope you have a successful event tomorrow, and we'll certainly talk to you and Mr. Yee on Sunday.
Yeah, I wish I could get Oregon County not to do their annual races drill on Marathon Saturday. I mean, you know, a little cranial engagement might be a good idea. And since using a baseball bat and a tire iron is not appropriate, we need to come up with something as effective, but, you know, less deleterious, you know?
Yep, very good. Anyway, so we're doing okay here. Only slightly behind. But you have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, you take care. Godspeed. And I'm going to make that point to Ron that, you know, first weekend of November is just bad on a whole lot of scales, and maybe the second week in November would be better. Just thought. Anyway, 7-3. Excuse me. A little indigestion there. I don't know why, but... Oh, I know why. I ate big last night. Even though I ate early, I ate big. But anyway. All right. 7-3. NS2K.
Yeah, of course, there's a little bit of a conflict on the second weekend with the Hudson Awards dinner, so you gotta be careful to miss that too. Anyway, talk to you soon, and that's 2K. I don't know what that was, but it sounded really bad.
Available for limited time. Capital One and AIM.